that really broke it up, wasn't it?
When I finally went in and said, we've got to have this, that's what broke it up. Simple as that.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
No, those are the main items.
I'm sorry we have to say a word. I think it's a mistake, but I don't know how to avoid it. So I think we have to be very careful in our planning, and I want you to give all the thought you can and get Bill to give all...
Regular on the record, Juanita.
Yes, sir. It's regular. It's regular, and it's television, all of which I think we overdone. But I haven't had one for over a month, and they all started it, and they got a little drum going, and we've got to get it and make it as dead as the one yesterday if we can. And I don't want anything exciting, but I think that we can, if we can...
coolness on every front is what's indicated. With any luck, we'll have the OAS resolution. That would give you every kind of reason for not saying it. Even the OAS debate is a reason to say it.
Well, let's work on it, and let's work hard on that press conference today and nothing else. And then we got a month behind us, and let's get Bennett in and...
Do you want me to go ahead and try and get him back?
Yes, I would, unless Rusk objects. I don't want to do anything unilaterally.
I'm only worried about whether we want to pull your ambassador out of a tense situation like that.
Well, I wouldn't for any more than overnight. I wouldn't even object if he wants if it weren't too sensational. Just let him come on in this afternoon and talk to you, and then when I got in this evening, he could have a little visit with me and Bunker, and then go on back. He can sleep on the plane.
Let me see what kind of transport we've got for him.
I just have him come in and look at the OAS stuff or something on a lower level and have you visiting with him. When I come in, I could see him and he could go right on back if Bunker's ready to go back. Okay.
We don't know about that.
All right.
We'll know later. Okay.